time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And today's program is going to be a little different. You know, usually we play the book readings from Jesus and Company on Mondays, but we're going to bump that back a day because we thought there was some information. There's been a lot going on here at Port Mercy, and we like to do Port Mercy briefing. Usually that's about responding to other areas, but with the events of Hurricane Ike, we are going to talk a little bit today about what's been happening right here at Port Mercy. So in here today is Sandra Tipton to fill us in on a little information. And I just want to tell you ahead of time, we're doing this a little rough. We're doing this a little fast. We're recording this on Friday so that it can be on the air for you on Monday. But welcome to your program, Sandra Tipton.
Hi, Jeff. It's good to be here today. Well, as you know, we've had quite a serious weather event here in the Lake Charles community and throughout the Gulf Coast. And over the past few days, we've had an opportunity to meet a lot more Lake Charles people than we normally do one-on-one because we've had a steady stream of people coming to pick up roofing tarp for their homes. It's something that the Lord has blessed us with, an abundance of beautiful, heavy-duty roofing tarp. Yeah. And shockingly, so many people in the community were in need of this because of the high waters and the wind, tropical winds that we had last weekend. So it's been our pleasure to be able to serve the community by distributing those. And on the first day or two, we also provided hot meals, but then most of the people in our community got the power back. Then we went out into the surrounding communities that didn't have their power back yet. We're coming back to clean up flood damage, and a hot meal was a nice treat to have there for them. So that's what we did for the next few days. And now, the last few days, Jeff, is, you know, we've been taking our mobile food service into Texas, first to Orange and now to Bridge City, because those were areas that were even more hard hit than we were here in Lake Charles. So again, it's been our pleasure to do the Lord's work and to be able to provide a hand of love in a time of need.
Yeah, absolutely. And does it seem to work out usually that way, that you take care of the immediate needs in this area first and then work your way out? Or do you usually go to the areas most in need?
Well, you know, since we moved to Lake Charles 5 years ago, there's only been two occasions that our community has been really in need because of a disaster. And of course, the first was Hurricane Rita. At that time, most of our crew was involved in responding to Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, but half of us came back and worked our community here, which was a real blessing for us. It's a really good feeling to be able to help our neighbors when they're in need. Yeah. It's nice to go out to other neighborhoods too, and of course, it's always preferable that your own neighborhood is not in need. Yeah. But when we are, we just praise God that we're in a position to be able to do some things that ease the suffering a bit.
That there were a lot of people of this community that had trucks or had vehicles that could get tarping for their neighbors, and they had that same attitude of really wanting to help others out.
Yes, and it's a hearty bunch here. We first responded to a hurricane at Hurricane Andrew back in the 90s, and we had the opportunity to respond in the Texas Louisiana area and also in Florida. And we noticed that the people in this region just were so self-sufficient compared to other parts of the country. Yeah. Somebody really had to have a need in order to want you to stop and help them. They'd rather you went to find somebody that really had a need. Yeah. So that's a refreshing attitude, and we really enjoy it. But, you know, there is an area that's in greater need than ours, and that's Galveston, who got the eye of the hurricane. And Galveston is very special to Friendships because we made our home there with the ships for 8 years. And I have to tell you, Jeff, that Galveston hosted our ship, Spirit, for 8 years with no charge. Oh. It was an unbelievable gift of love from the city of Galveston. We're putting together a program now to take our two smaller ships, Hope and Mercy, to the Port of Galveston and serve as a base for the faith-based community to come and be able to base out of, to help people, to go home house to house, help the elderly, distribute commodities, do food service, have services in the evening to encourage people and dinner, and without being a burden on the infrastructure. That's what's so incredible about having ships like we do. Mm-hmm. And the tremendous asset that it is in a situation like this is because the infrastructure, of course, in Galveston is shaky right now. In fact, to this day, they're not even allowing the residents to come back in because there's no sanitation, there's no good water, there's no stores open or access to anything. When we sail in with the ship and set up a base for the volunteers, it means that all the volunteers that come in and work with us are not a strain on that system, because we come in with our own big tanks of water, our own fuel, our own food, our own vehicles. We're nothing but a blessing, which is just great. So the cities are happy to have us. We worked in we based in Gretna during Hurricane Katrina with these two ships, and the mayor and the community there were so appreciative, because it was all a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you said something earlier about them waiving any port fees or anything like that. Now, that's the city council. What about the citizens of Galveston? What was the heartbeat of Galveston like for people that haven't been there?
It's a beautiful community. There are a lot of people that are coming in and going out because it's a tourist community. Okay. But we made some incredible friends in Galveston, and it's just a beautiful place, and they're suffering so now.
Yeah. So now it sounds like you go in, and there's a lot of people that want to help. Of course, we have the government agents and different things, but Friendships is solely based around faith-based organizations. You're there to help support faith-based organizations, or is there a mix of both?
Well, we provide help to everyone, regardless of faith, no faith, whatever. But the people that come to help us are church teams, usually. It's a team of people that the church organizes that have the proper skills and stamina and everything to really put up with the situation like this, which is not easy. And so we put out a call. Trinity Broadcasting Network works closely with us to put out a call to the churches and ask them to put together teams that can send people in that can help us on the ship, but also go out into the community, work the long days that it requires, be exposed to mold and you know, unsafe conditions, do work like chainsaw and climbing up on roofs and things like that, and also praying with people. We try to concentrate, Jeff, on not just something that a non-Christian group would do of the material things, which is wonderful, but we also have the element and try to put the emphasis on the spiritual support. You know, something that we found out particularly during Katrina was that the people were saying, I can't go to church. You know, I feel even more lost because my church has been destroyed. I don't know where my pastor is. I don't know how to fellowship with anybody. And so when we come in and we do a church service or we just go house to house and pray with people, it's such an encouragement because they know that God has sent them. Let me tell you a few beautiful stories about Katrina. Our young guys went and knocked on a lady's door, and she came to the door and, you know, visibly shaken. It had been an awful experience. And they asked if we could fix her roof. And she shook her head no. She really needed her roof fixed, but she couldn't afford it. And the guy said, well, we're not going to charge you, you know. And she just about was bowled over because people had been coming and offering to fix it, but it was a huge charge. And she just started weeping, and she was just so thrilled because rain was coming in, and she desperately needed it fixed. But and another lady, we went to her house, an older lady that really wasn't capable of doing any kind of work herself, had been crying out to the Lord, where are you? I need help. And in the midst of that, here comes our guides with their smiling faces saying, in the name of Jesus, we're here to help you. Amen. What do you need?
Amen.
They'd go door to door. They'd say, what do you need? Mm-hmm. Take a list, go to our warehouse, come back and give exactly what the people needed. And people were just blown away.
Yeah.
One pastor was with a team, and he went to a house, and the fella answered, and he gave him a big list. At first, he said, we were FEMA, I guess. And he said he wondered where the government had been, and the guys straightened it out that it wasn't the government, but we were here to help. And the pastor tried to give the guy a Bible, and the guy said, no, I'm an atheist, and I'm just not interested in that Bible. So the pastor said, fine. Took the guy's list, went back to the warehouse, came back, gave him everything he needed, and he started to walk away, and he felt the Lord say, offer him that Bible again. So the pastor went back, offered him the Bible, and the guy was about to say no, but he was torn because the pastor had been so kind. So he stretched out his hand to take the Bible, and he said he just felt something when he touched it, and he knew he should take it. Well, we believe that man's life will never be the same. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you just don't experience in everyday life normally. And people see the love of Jesus. They see who our Lord is. That's what's so magnificent. They see that he is there when we have a time of need, and he loves us, and he cares for us. And it's just a beautiful way to show people who he is.
Amen.
He's lied about so much. He's misrepresented so much. His name is misused so much that it's an honor to be able to use his name properly in love.
Amen. You said something about the people that get to go out and do this, and they look at it as a privilege to go out and serve, but still they consider it a privilege to show their faith in action. You don't have to use a lot of words. Just the attitude of Christ can speak loudly at times like this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Don was flying in the helicopter during Katrina, really in the early days. And he landed on a bridge somewhere, and he had a bunch of cold water and ice in the back of the helicopter, and he saw a bunch of big guys out there. And so he said, hey, guys, I got some water for you. And the guys came over, and, they took the water. But then they looked at him, and they said, one of them said, you know what we really need? A hug. And Don was so blown away. But, you know, it's a time when the biggest of men are humbled by such an unexpected tragic event that somebody there to just hug them and say, it's okay, and the Lord is with us, and it really is it's a privilege.
Yeah, many lives have been changed. Now, you were mentioning something about TBN helping with teams, church teams, to come and go with us into Galveston, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, have you reached the amount of teams that you need? Do you have the people, or is that call still going out?
The call is just starting to go out, Jeff. We just decided yesterday. We take our time when something happens to assess the situation, to figure out, rather than just running in and being a problem rather than a solution, we try to assess, find out our particular attributes needed, are the things that friendships can provide especially needed in a situation. And if so, when and where? And we like to give time for the Lord to lead us in this. So we've been praying and talking and reading and researching. Yesterday we decided it's a go on the Galveston issue. So on tonight, for the first time, TBN will be rolling a roll on the, what do you call that thing?
A commercial? A ticker tape.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. TBN will be rolling a ticker tape to get the word out that we need church groups. Don will be appearing on Behind the Scenes on Monday. But it's just starting to go out. If there's a church listening that would like to send a team, if you go to our website at friendships.org, there's a button on the front page that says Church Teams for Hurricane Ike. Click that, and you'll see a lot of information and a form to fill out.
Okay.
We don't have dates yet, so we're not scheduling anybody in. But if you can get us in that form, then as soon as we do have the date, we'll call you and we'll start booking groups in.
Okay, one question people may be asking, well, how long do you expect to be gone? Or is there a possibility of serving for a week and coming back? Or is this more of a long-term?
The teams usually come in for a week or so. Okay. Yeah, teams come and go. You know, we'll be longer term. We'll probably be anywhere between 4 to 10 weeks. But the teams that come and go rotate.
Okay. And then if pastors are listening right now and they're thinking of assembling a team from their membership, what kind of advice would you have for them to when selecting a team?
Well, if you go to the website, there's a list there of the questions that we ask. It's part of the application as far as stamina and conditions and things like that. Okay. That would be important. However, we need people who can stay in the ship and help us with cooking and hosting and housekeeping and things of that nature too. So it isn't that it's just a all hard hat type positions.
There's a variety of jobs available.
But people should come expecting to work long hours, do nothing basically except work and fall into bed and get up in the morning and work. You can't be too picky about where you go or what you do. Just come willing to do whatever needs to be done and be under the authority of the leadership there. We have team members who've done this many times in many places, and you might not think that they're making the best choices, but there might be a lot more to it than you realize.
Yeah. Experience is key in this situation.
Yeah, it is.
As you send out teams and you're sending a couple ships, now is that going to leave Port Mercy a little short? Are you going to need help here? Right here in Lake Charles.
Oh, that's a very good point, Jeff. Yes, we're really stretched thin. We also have people on the West Coast right now involved in some projects, so we're stretched very thin. And if you're on our team of our local volunteers signed up, or if you'd like to be, we'll be able to really use your help around Port Mercy, even if you can just come over for a couple of hours or a day once a week or something like that. So just call our office here at 337-433-5022, and we'll set you up with some productive work.
Okay, now, are you looking for church teams to work as well, or that may be a good idea, but will you take individuals as well?
At Port Mercy?
Yes.
Oh, yes, either one. You know, usually what happens when we're on the field is that we have a lot going on at Port Mercy, too, or wherever our home base is, because people hear about us and they're sending commodities here. Even sometimes we get truckloads of stuff we didn't even expect, and we've got to take it out and sort it and get it to Galveston or wherever we're working. Yeah. Like today, we received a truckload of bottled water, and tomorrow, I think American Family Radio is sending us a truckload of other commodities, mm-hmm. paper products and diapers, all kinds of great stuff. We also have had a big shipment of chicken come in today. When you start to do something like this, the people respond. It's beautiful, but it is labor intensive.
It can be a little work, but with more people, we can spread that out a little bit. I will tell you, though, Sandra, it sounds like a good option for some of those people that may not be able to leave for a while. They want to help and don't know quite how to do it. Well, maybe they can't leave to Galveston, but they can come over here and help for a day. That is in some ways is directly helping those in need when you can't. When you can't leave the city, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our away teams could do nothing without our home team.
Mm. Well, I have to say that we had a tremendous team here that has been... we have the young rampers here that just arrived.
Yes.
And they have really stepped up to the plate. And you see a great attitude. You know, you were talking about the hard labor. It can be hard work, but you barely notice sometimes. There's something about working for the Lord. If you come in here with the right attitude, you have the strength to do. It just amazes you sometimes when you look back and see what's been done.
Yes, it does. And Jeff, you have been away from your position here as a producer, and you've been working a forklift for the past several days, loading out cars. Which reminds me, if anybody's listening and you're from a city or a church area that could use a load of tarp to distribute to your community, please give us a call and arrange that. We would love to be able to share this beautiful tarp with you.
There's plenty of tarp.
Yes.
They can get tarp.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Sandra, let me ask you, is there any specific needs? Say there's companies or businesses out there that would like to get this their commodities into the hands of the people, but they trust friendships. They want to bring it here. How would they go about doing that?
Well, there is a needs list on our website, Jeff. And as far as food commodities, canned meats and like packaged tuna and things like that are really good for long-term distribution. Right now, also, like I said, we had some frozen chicken come in because we're out there every day right now cooking. So if you're a food company and you have some frozen goods that you'd like to contribute, this would be a time when we could really use them. There's also paper products, diapers, baby food, bottled water, all kinds of things that one needs in a situation like this. So again, call our office and we'll let you know if the commodity that you have is something that we need for this outreach. And if so, we'd love to receive it. You know, Jeff, here in the Lake Charles community, we've been really blessed to be able to recover from this quickly, and stores are open now and power is restored to most areas. Our city has been fantastic, haven't they?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Mayor Roach, great job.
Yeah.
And all of our services are back in action now. So Friendships is concentrating primarily on the areas that aren't back up on their feet yet, like we were during Rita. It just took us longer because we were harder hit.
Yeah.
So thank you for your prayers and help that you could give us to that end, to reach out to the more needy communities. We are actually a worldwide mission, and we had our sights on Cuba and Haiti before I came in here. So that's another thing I'd like to mention, to keep praying for those guys, because Cuba got whacked with Gustav and then Ike, and there is tremendous damage in Cuba. And Haiti also lost more people than I think either Cuba or the United States together from floods.
And they don't have the government programs to really get them back in shape the way the United States does. So that's added to their problem.
Yes, exactly. We are sending some financial support to a ministry that we know and trust in Haiti that's providing food to displaced people. And we're also talking to a couple of different places for potentially sending tarp to Cuba, which would be something that they could really use now. And we have sent several containers in the past. So if you're interested in the contact for Haiti or anything like that, we'd be happy to give that to you.
Okay. And so you talked about giving a financial gift to these countries, but will you take financial gifts as well? I mean, so far we've talked about help, you know, and goods and things like that, but do you take finances as well? I know you don't usually ask for money, but this may be a case where you could take the money and put it in the hands that is trustable. Is it?
Yeah, you know, we always need finances. We don't talk about it a lot, but we do need finances. You can imagine when you set out to take two ships, even if it's someplace as close as Galveston, our ships are burning 1,000 gallons a day, and we all know what that costs at today's rate. So we'd be grateful for any financial help for our operations or you know, to be able to share with other organizations. We have a lot of experience with organizations in various countries, and we have people that we know are doing good work and we can trust. So when something like this happens, we pretty much know who we can give it to.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we had an awful lot of information on the website. If you go to the homepage at www.friendships.org, you can pretty much maneuver wherever you want from that homepage. Is that right?
Yeah. There's a banner at the top that says Hurricane Ike. That'll take you to the general information about what we're doing on a day-to-day basis with pictures and things. But there's also that button in the lower left-hand side of the homepage for the teams, if you're interested in registering your team for Galveston.
Okay. So we encourage you to go check out that, and maybe we should give the phone number one more time. I'm sure somebody wants to call.
Okay. Phone number is 337-433-5022.
Well, thank you so much for coming down here and sharing this information with us, Sandra. I know you've been very busy as well. And it was just a pleasure to be able to get this information out there today.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on Radio Friendships. And go make sure you join us again tomorrow for that book reading that we missed today, all right? God bless and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.